Let's talk to some districts about how this is going to affect them. Let's go to Kristen Humphreys. He's a superintendent of the East Moline School District. I want to introduce as well Heather Berhalter. She's the director of community development at the Urban Prairie Waldorf Private School in Chicago. Both of you, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Superintendent Humphreys, let me start with you. You had to lay off about 20 teachers because of the lack of school funding. I read headlines saying your district was in danger of closing under the old formula. Is that an accurate way to describe how the lack of a new funding formula has affected your district?
It is accurate. We potentially the talk of closing was under whether or not we would have a school funding formula at all this past fall. Many school districts shoot for 90 days cash on hand, and we are well below 90 days cash on hand because of proration and what it's done to public schools since 2009.
And so where do you guys stand now in terms of cash on hand for your district? This is, by the way, School District 37 in East Moline.
Yeah, we're extremely low of cash on hand. You know, I was there when the legislature came to their bipartisan agreement, and we celebrated that day. We thought we had a real change that was going to affect kids across the state of Illinois for a generation or two. And unfortunately, we haven't received any new funding from the state after it was passed that day. We finally, on December 28th, received our last two payments that were due from last year. We have not received any new mandated categorical funding this year, and we have not received any new state money that was appropriated, that $350 million. That went out to the state's neediest schools. East Moline would have been one of the biggest. We had one of the most inequitable funding for our school district from the state out of many. I mean, $436 more per student is what we were projected to receive because of how the formula was affecting our school district.
And can you describe what type of students you serve in East Moline?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got amazing families and kids that about 2,800 students, elementary district. Almost 25% of our students do speak a second language in the home. We are approximately 98% free and reduced. So we've got some students with some needs that do take sometimes more funding to be able to help lift up and prepare them for, you know, the world of tomorrow. So that's what we're working on.
That's Superintendent Kristen Humphreys. Heather, I want to bring you in here. You are with the Urban Prairie Waldorf School. That's in Chicago. How your private school, what can you tell us about your school and how the tax credit would help you all?
Sure. First, thank you for having me. So our school is a Waldorf school, like you mentioned, and that means that we work in lots of arts like woodworking and painting and blacksmithing, seamlessly integrating into our core curriculum to engage children's hearts and hands and minds. We are interested in this program because for us, it could mean broader economic diversity amongst our student body. We want to serve more students, but just like every other school, we have wages and bills to pay, and we can only offer a certain amount of our budget in tuition assistance. So our thought was that this program could mean that we could offer what we consider to be an important education option to more students.
Heather, from what you've been hearing from Senator Menard and Superintendent Humphreys, are you concerned that the effort to get this tax credit might hold up all of the new and more equitable funding for public schools throughout the state?
We're absolutely concerned about this. No one who really cares about education wants to block access to funding for the students of our state. And I think all schools, public and private, are working really hard every day to serve children. I also agree with Senator Menard when he says that this is a legitimate question that needs to be decided. And that's what we had hoped by seeking clarification from ISBE, that we could better understand how this program could work and if we could be participants, because we're really hoping that all registered schools who want to serve the most needy students in their area are able to with this tax scholarship program.
Superintendent Humphreys, as it stands now, if your district doesn't receive funding from the new formula, what will happen to you all? Where do you go from here?
It will probably blow a $1.2 million hole in our budget, Ayala, and unfortunately, we don't have the funds to cover that. We would probably look at more borrowing just to continue to pay the bills through June 30th. And we've got to look at some situations where Our fund balance was, we're talking a $33 million budget, Nyala, in East Moline. Our fund balance we were projecting was $100,000 to the good if we had received the new state funding this year. So it's a big concern. And unfortunately, in public education, you can't just let go of staff in the middle of the year. So about 98% of our money is already, is going to be spent the way it has to be. So there's not a lot of wiggle room to make cuts at this point for this fiscal year. We're very concerned that this money will not come this year. And, we're hopeful that something will get figured out because this is just another, really, it's a punch to the gut of kids across Illinois. They promised to, the state really looked at all kids, not just kids in affluent communities, but all kids, and said, this is our promise to you. We want to lift everyone up. And right now, this is more of the same for East Moline schools and other districts across the state.
Superintendent Humphreys, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. He's superintendent of East Moline School District 37. I want to thank Heather Burhalter as well. She's with the Urban Prairie Waldorf School, a private school in Chicago. Both of you, thanks for being with me, explaining a little bit more on this issue.
Thank
Thanks
you.
for having us.